They entice you by the things you lust for. And they entice those who barely escape from the ones who live in error, promising them freedom while they themselves are slaves of corruption. For by what a man is overcome, by this he is enslaved. You show me a person who preaches the money gospel, the money message, the wealth message, I'll show you a person who has been corrupted by the love of money. That's what Peter's saying. Paul said covetousness is idolatry. And Paul forbade the Ephesians to be partakers with anyone who brought either a message of immorality or a message of covetousness. Ephesians 5:5-7. Now the question is, how closely do modern word faith teachers resemble the greedy false teachers that the apostles described? Is it fair to write the movement off as heretical, as sub-Christian? Well, I want us to look at that and let's find out. In some ways, I hesitate to label the word faith movement as a cult, only because its boundaries are as yet somewhat hazy. Many sincere Christians hover around the periphery of the word faith teaching. It isn't a sort of bordered, identifiable cult. It's somewhat amorphous. And it floats in an almost undefined way and bumps in and out of all kinds of groups of Christians. And so while on the one hand we can't say that everybody that it touches is cultic, all of the elements within it are cultic. It has a distorted Christology, that is a warped view of Christ. It has a distorted view of man, an exalted view of man. It has a theology built on human works. It has a process of sanctification that justifies greed. It has a belief that new revelation from within the group is unlocking secrets that have been hidden from the church for years. It believes that extra-biblical human writings are inspired and authoritative. And it has an exclusivity that compels its adherents to shun any and every criticism of the movement. In fact, as you know, Benny Hinn said, if anybody criticizes him, he wants to get a Holy Ghost machine gun and blow their head off. Without some exacting corrections in the movement's doctrinal foundations, it will become a clearly identifiable cult, if it is not already so. Certainly, it's the closest thing on earth to the greed cults of the New Testament era, which the apostles bluntly